From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If a rising tide lifts all boats, the news hasn't reached India. Its economy is growing more than twice as fast as ours, over 8% a year, and it's producing billionaires. But it still has hundreds of millions of poor people who don't even have electric power to switch on a light bulb. David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team has this story from India's capital, Delhi.
It's not hard to find both economic extremes of India right next to each other. Take this street in the Shantiniketan neighborhood. You walk by a mansion that's being built. Three floors, giant bathrooms with Italian marble. There's a swimming pool being built in the basement. Then you turn the corner and you meet a short old man furiously polishing shoes. His name is Umrao Singh.
How old are you?
75.
Singh's store, if you can call it that, is the space between two stacks of bricks that function as walls. A customer drops off shoes to be shined, and another guy brings in a bag with a busted zipper. Singh figures he makes maybe $2 a day. Where do you sleep, I ask. Right here, he says proudly, on the ground. What if you get sick? I eat the leaves from this tree, he explains. This is what God has chosen for me.
There's nothing I can do about it because it's all written. It has to do with karma. I think what is written, and you can't change it.
There is karma, God, scriptures, and there is also economics. In India, the gap between rich and poor is getting wider. And you have to wonder, is that just what happens in fast-growing economies, or is there something wrong here?
I think there is something wrong about that.
Rohini Somanathan is an economist at the Delhi School of Economics.
What's wrong is not that you have people at different income classes who have different lives. But I think what's wrong is just how far apart those levels are.
The usual route for poor people to stop being poor is that as the economy grows, new, higher-paying jobs open up. And typically, for the very poorest, the first rung on that ladder is a manufacturing job, making something, T-shirts or furniture. Partha Sen is director of the Delhi School of Economics.
So far as I know, the only way out of poverty for a hugely overpopulated economy is through manufacturing.
But for a variety of reasons, he says, the manufacturing rung of the ladder in India, it's kind of missing or it's small. And the parts of the economy that are growing, like the IT sector, they're not creating the kinds of jobs that people from the villages can do. Umrao Singh, the cobbler, he's never going to work in a call center. If you read the government's five-year economic plan, it lays out a grand vision for helping India's poor. Better education, roads, healthcare, infrastructure. I mentioned that to Rohini Somanathan, and she jumped in.
But David, that's what they've been talking about for 60 years. That was in the first plan, in the second plan, and the 11th plan.
I met with India's chief economic advisor, Kaushik Basu. Until recently, he was a professor at Cornell University, but he came over to help diagnose and treat India's problems. Basu says one thing to keep in mind is that India's sudden economic growth has been relatively recent. The economy is exploding, growing at 8% now. But for many years, growth was less than half that, 3.5%.
That used to be described the Hindu rate of growth.
The Hindu rate of growth?
Yeah, that was coined by actually one of my senior colleagues. He said it jokingly that no matter what we do, why do we remain stuck at 3.5%? Maybe it is there in the scriptures. That's the Hindu rate of growth. But from 2003, it's really unbelievable. It's virtually at 9% that country is growing.
The economy is growing, he says, in part because India opened up to the global economy. But that's helped business owners more than the shoe shiners.
We do know that when a country takes off, there's a bit of a natural propensity for inequality to worsen. It's happened in China in a very big way. It's happening in India.
And in India, it's worse. I went back that night to hang out with the cobbler, Umrao Singh. He was cooking some Indian flatbread on top of a stove made of bricks he'd set up over a manhole cover. Singh told me he's content with what he has. But then his neighbor piped in. Remember how you told me, he says, that in the next life you wanted to be born into one of those nice apartments across the street? And they both laughed. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.